Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, welcome in. It is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Oh, yes. This is going to be a bombastic Trash Talking Tuesday. I'm warning you ahead of the program, and the next 3 hours will be magical. But we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000. Wow. Okay, recommend. Can you got 10,000 of those recommended installs?
It's a little too much.
TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And welcome into a Trash Talking Tuesday indeed here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Man, what a great show we have for you today. Ephraim Salaam will come by in about 30 minutes, the former NFL offensive lineman and Fox Sports Radio weekend host. Trolling and rolling with Martin Weiss. He's a weekend sports, Fox Sports Radio weekend host as well. And that's in the 6 o'clock hour or 9 o'clock hour in the East. And Alan Lee, David Justice, Baseball Justice will happen in the second hour of the program every other week as we do. But let me welcome in my partner for the day. Chris is on vacation this week. Alan Lee, the longtime, is a sports anchor on television and news anchor in Detroit. Fox 2 for a million years when we both worked in that town. Yeah. And a friend of mine. What's happening, Alan?
Hey,
how are you?
Not much, man. I'm doing good. Great weather out here if you would like to bake and use a lot of sunscreen.
That's all right. You saw that barbecue sauce I had on when I came in, right?
Well done.
Yes, well done indeed. Everything good?
Everything's good. But, you know, wow. I read today, I think, in Phoenix, it's been like 115 for 19 straight days.
Wow. Wow. Oof.
Man,
that's hot.
That's cooking.
No, 150.
Well,
when you move to the desert.
Yeah.
I mean.
Lots of snakes on those golf courses now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but
right.
That's where you live.
Right.
It's a desert.
Yeah.
I need a cold shower.
I think they're going to be in trouble. Aren't they, like, water-wise, trying to get water? Like, that's a big thing going forward in Phoenix. They're trying to tell people to stop. Which is the most unbelievable thing, Alan, when you think about it. The earth is covered by 3/4 water.
Yeah.
And we don't have enough water. Think about that. 3/4 of the earth is water.
I would have thought somebody by right now figured out how to get salt out of water and just suck it right out of the ocean,
exactly.
Right?
Right. I mean, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, or make your bath water drinking water.
Alex, there was a center fielder. Alan will know his name was Gary Maddux for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yes, played for the Cubs,
right?
Too.
And he was a great center fielder.
Yeah.
He really was. And Ralph Kiner was a baseball announcer for the Mets, former player Ralph Kiner. And one of my favorite lines as a kid was he'd say, 3/4 of the earth is covered by water and the other quarter by Gary Maddux. That's how good he was. I always thought that was a great line.
Yeah, it's cool.
But anyway, all right, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them.
Yes,
Rob G is our producer. See, Rob, I didn't even say able-bodied, just our producer. Alex, of course, is our engineer. Brian Fenley is at the anchor's desk.
Daddy.
He was up to date. Make sure you call me that before you do your update.
Hey.
That's right. And Elijah is our social media guru, and he does all the great stuff that we have on social media.
Fantastic.
Smile, because you're on candid camera right here.
Cool, yeah. All right,
when you're least expected, you're expected. You're the star of the day.
I thought I'd gotten away from the camera.
No. This is just like the old Fox 2 days in Detroit.
I'm telling you. Wow.
Where's Lucy, what was her name?
Lucy Nolan.
Lucy Nolan.
Yeah, she's in Philadelphia. Well,
is she not really
in the air anymore, but she's doing Philadelphia doing some other stuff, I believe.
My old partner, Mark Wilson, had the biggest crush on Lucy Nolan.
Well, he wasn't the only one. There was a line.
She was a beautiful woman. She is a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
I should say that. All right, here we go. Let's get started here. And it's funny that we're talking about this because we both worked a long time in Detroit.
Yes.
And I don't know. The people in Vegas are crazy, Meshuggah, whatever you want to call them. But, Alan, they're not saying that the Lions are just going to, win the NFC North, which, are you ready? They've never done.
Oh, yeah.
The Lions have never won the NFC North. Remember, it used to be the NFC Central, right? In the old days.
I remember the heartache year after year.
You know it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Year after year.
So they're not saying that, which would be like they would win the North by default, right?
Right.
Green Bay is in kind of rebuilding, no Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
The Bears haven't been good. They got new management and whatnot and a young quarterback.
For the umpteenth time.
Right. And the Lions had a flurry of a finish.
Right.
They didn't make the playoffs, but they had a flurry, so people are feeling positive about them.
Vikings have given up on Dalvin Cook.
Exactly, like a great running back. So they're in flux. Nobody knows exactly what they're going to be. Kirk Cousins is all you have. How do you give up a running back of that ilk?
Right.
So people are just predicting, okay, the Lions are going to finally win the division. Back when the Lions, I think, won the Central, when it was called the Central, the Tampa Bay Bucks used to be in that division. That's how long ago.
Ooh.
At the Silverdome, Alan. I mean, like, that's a long time ago, okay? But I'm here to tell you, I'm not buying the Detroit Lions in this movement of earth that everybody's predicting. There's a big difference, Alan, from last year when nobody's expecting anything. Rob G, what'd they lose? Their first 6 games? Was that what it was? They lost, like, the start of the season, and then they all of a sudden 1-6. Okay, they started out 1-6, and then they won, like, 7 out of 8 or whatever it was, 8 out of 10 to finish the season.
Everybody jumped off the bandwagon early last season.
You remember that? And then all of a sudden, oh, my God, Dan Campbell, what a great coach he is and all that kind of stuff. Alan, turn your phone off, okay?
Do you remember coming out of Hard Knocks? Everybody was like—
Yeah, they loved Dan Campbell because of what they saw.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, so now everybody's in on the Lions. But here's the difference, and here's why I'm not going to buy into it. Alan, as you know, I work for both out of column in the Detroit Free Press and the Detroit News. And I covered like every Lions game for almost 20 years. Home and road. The Matt Millen era, I went through two 24 straight game losing streaks on the road, Alan, which is inconceivable when you think about football. The other thing that's inconceivable is that the Lions have won one playoff game since 1957. Did you? Is this on? Hello?
Wow.
Did you hear what I said? Nobody can believe it. You can't believe that a team in the NFL that's set up, right?
Yeah.
It's set up for you, for teams to be able to bounce back, Alan, the next year.
They went through so many personnel changes. They went through, you know, guys who retired.
On them early.
Enough. Right. You know, coaching changes here and there. Everybody got blamed. You blame the Forge. Everybody. You know, the Forge was spending money. I mean, you know,
they just weren't spending it correctly as usually in this case. But let me say this, and then I'm going to hear from you. The Lions are not winning the NFC as they think in Vegas, and they're the favorites, and people are pouring money into the Lions. I am not buying that, because there's a big difference between sneaking up on somebody where nobody takes you seriously, Alan, and have any respect for you, compared to, oh, really? Oh, the Lions are coming to town. We'll be ready for them. Mm-hmm. Last year, the biggest game of the year, they had to go to Carolina. Had they won that game, Alan, they're in the playoffs, right, and they're driving their own bus.
Right.
Do you remember that game?
Yeah.
Over 320 yards on the ground they gave up?
Yep.
They weren't ready. They got punched in the mouth. It was embarrassing. It was terrible. I'm telling you here, the Lions will not only not win the NFC, they won't win the division.
Ooh, now that's rough.
They won't win the division. Rough. I'm going to pick the Minnesota Vikings. And I'm by default, because I don't believe the Detroit Lions will win the NFC North.
I think the Vikings have lost too much offensively to overcome. Dalvin Cook was just, when he played, it was a huge advantage for that team. He was so good and so tough, and really just grinded out a whole lot of yards and kept them in football games and gave them that edge. They also gave up on their wide receiver, who'd been there for a long time, Adam Thielen. He's no longer there. I think the Vikings have a lot of adjustments to make that are just not going to be easy to do in one season. And like you said, the Packers, that's just going to be a huge...
You just don't know what's going on there. If Jordan Love was that guy, they would have traded Aaron Rodgers 2 years ago. Am I right?
Right.
Like, they could sit here now and tell you, oh, Jordan Love is this and that. But they had the opportunity when they drafted him and they moved up and used you remember that, and made a trade to move up. That was the time to trade Aaron Rodgers and get a haul for him.
Right. And as far as the Bears are concerned, I think this is a huge year for Justin Fields, because I think everybody and their brother in the NFL who needs a quarterback is going to be in the Caleb Williams sweepstakes. Well, they're all like, well, we might as well tank, or we might as well start losing, because that's what we all want as the number one guy. So this is a big year for Justin Fields. And I think he even came out the other day and said he's like one of the top five running quarterbacks to ever play the game, which is kind of bizarre, a statement to be so young in the league already. Here's my thing on the Lions, though. And I'm like you. We lived through that town. We lived through that city. We heard it all every single
every year.
Season.
Oh, this is going to be our year.
This is going to be this season.
You know, you guys are haters. Right. Oh, I'm telling you.
I think that finally, the division has gotten to the point where it's so bad around them competitively that the Lions have taken a step forward, and that on offense and defense, I think they have enough to certainly win their division at least. Now, to win the NFC.
That's what they're saying in Vegas. Rob G, what are the odds? Rob G has them real quick. They're like, what are the odds in
Vegas?
Sure,
well, as you mentioned at the top, it's not just that people are buying into the Lions, it's that they're betting heavy on the Lions. According to our friends at BetMGM, shout out to Lamar Mitchell, more than 36% of the bets on this season's NFC champion have been the Lions.
36%.
You know why that is.
The Lions. To put that into perspective, the Eagles, who are the favorites, are getting only about a third of those bets, both on total bets and money.
You know why that is.
Why? Because the odds are high?
Other than Californians, who goes to Vegas probably the most? People
from
Detroit,
right?
Go to Vegas all the time.
I know, but my God, to just make a donation, I guess, is the thing that's crazy. All right, I'm not buying it, and it'll be the Lions that'll shoot themselves in the foot, because that's what they've been doing I got plenty. You want to call me a hater and you hate Detroit and all this other stuff. No, I'm going by one playoff win since 1957. Yeah. And that was 1991. And it just tells you there's something about this franchise. I mentioned the Carolina game. That was yeah. one of those moments. You remember, Alan, it wasn't that long ago. Matthew Stafford and the Lions played the last game of the year against the Packers at home. All they had to do was win, and they would have gotten a bye, a home playoff game, a bye, everything, win the division, and they lost. This is what they do.
I think the Lions were even surprised, though, at how much they've actually gotten out of Jared Goff. I didn't think that they felt like he was going to be serviceable.
I thought he was better than people made him out to be. He did get that.
Yeah.
That Rams offense that went to the Super Bowl, it was like fifth all time.
Right, and the Lions do have one of the best young wide receivers in the game. Amon-Ra St. John Brown is a tough guard.
All right, we want to hear from you. Where are you on the Detroit Lions? Are you taking your money going to Vegas and buying in on this team? Everybody and their uncle, finally, they think the Lions have turned the corner in Detroit. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Are you buying into the Detroit Lions season, this season coming up? We'll continue that conversation next with you. It is the Odd Couple. Alan Lee in for Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
To cool off some of these heat wave in the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments. where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! That is the Odd Couple on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Don't forget, in the second hour, you have a chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Are you buying into all the love for the Detroit Lions? They won 8 of their last 10. They beat the Packers the last game of the year in Green Bay, stopped them from getting in the playoffs, all even though they were already eliminated. And everybody seems to be throwing shekels at the Lions. They're all into the Lions. This is a team that has won one playoff game since 1957. There were no civil rights then. Just think about that, Alan. Huh?
It's been a while. It's been a while. It's been a long friend.
1957.
Barry Sanders years that got wasted.
Unbelievable. All right. 877-99 on Fox. You want to jump in? We'll love to hear from you. All right, Alan, who we got?
All right, we got Marty from Kentucky. You're listening to The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Marty, what do you think? First of all, living in Kentucky, what is your favorite football team?
The Bengals. It's got to be.
You know who my favorite football team is,
Rob. The Steelers.
It's not the Bengals. They got the meanest, ugliest, nastiest fans I've ever watched football
right.
game.
I said the Steelers it is, right?
Yes, it's the Steelers, and they do not like me and my terrible towel. I've walked out of Paul Brown Stadium thinking I was going to get jumped many times.
Man. Are you, Marty, you know football. You follow it closely. Are you on the Lions bandwagon like all these people putting down their ducats for the Lions?
No, I'm not, and I'll give you a few reasons why, Rob. One, on the Lions side of it is, it's a lot harder to play with expectations. It's a lot harder to play with let's prove everybody right than it is let's prove everybody wrong. They now have expectations. People expect them to win. That's a whole other thing that they're diving into. Another thing is they let T.J. Hockenson go, and he's with the Vikings, and I believe he's going to fill the Adam Thielen void. Adam Thielen in the last few years has really just been an end zone target. After Hockenson has time to gel with that offense, I think he's going to be a stud because Jefferson's going to draw double teams nonstop. That dude is only getting better, and he's probably the best receiver in the league already. Also, you got Alexander Mattison has probably been the best backup in football at the running back position and has filled in for Cook well. And I think he's just dying to get in there and prove that he can do it in a starting role. And I think the Vikings are going to be very good and win the division.
Well, I'm with the Vikings, but you make some great points. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing. Is that people automatically think, okay, the Vikings are on their way down, and this is the Lions' year, but I've seen this act.
Yeah, and Marty, I want to ask you a question. You mentioned the Vikings. What if Mattinson doesn't work out? Then where do the Vikings pivot to? Because sometimes that guy you've been having in there for years, like in Dalvin Cook, has been your workhorse, your the dog you go to, and if Mattinson gets in there and he doesn't perform like you hope he will, you've kind of put all your eggs in one basket there, and it's not going to work out. You've got to pivot.
Then you go running back by committee, and you never know where you're hiding. What was the guy's name? Pikachu, Pacheco, that played so well for the Chiefs.
Gesundheit. Right. Amazing.
All right. Well, like you said, but you know, the Lions have been the expectations have been on them for years.
Marty. So I hear you, man. I appreciate the call. Thanks for the knowledge.
All right.
877-99 on Fox.
All right. We got James from Charlotte. You're listening to The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. James, what's your take? Big Lions fan, or you're not believing it?
No. Well, no, I'm a Giants fan. I'm in Charlotte, so that's a little off. But what I would say is, why can't we let the Lions fans have some positive thoughts? I think they're going in the right direction. I think, obviously, they got a coach that nobody believed in, that believed in himself and brought in some different ways of thinking, some different ways of doing things that I think people clowned on him. But I feel like it has worked. Are they they're going to win the Super Bowl? No. But I think they are they are a team that is on the rise. They're a team that Lions fans should be positive about. So that's all I'll say. I'm not going to say they're world beaters or anything like that. But I do think they've shown they are a team that is, they're for real.
My question is there's a big difference when there are low expectations on you. And Marty just said it. That's the part that makes it tougher. When people are now expecting you and you just haven't done it. They've had way better players than they have now. Are you kidding? Don't act like they've never. Jim Caldwell had teams that made the playoffs that were 9-7,
right?
And they couldn't get it done.
But I think the difference right now is that, like I said earlier, the division just isn't as tough as it used to be.
No, that's the big thing. And they had Aaron Rodgers there in the way for years. They can win. To think they've never won that division since it was renamed the North.
Yeah.
877-99 on Fox.
All right, Rick from Fort Lauderdale. You're listening to The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Rick, how hot is it down there?
Rick.
Oh, my God, it's hot and humid like you wouldn't believe.
Well, we know the humidity in Florida, my God.
You guys are complaining about Arizona. The heat index down here is 110 degrees.
Wow.
Ooh. Well, see, you got an ocean.
By the way, Rob, there's three little boys here in South Florida that also want to call you daddy. But, hey, I'm just, I'm going to let that go.
Yeah, you know what? That was a long weekend.
I have them playing in the NFC against the Eagles. That's how high I'm on your Lions.
Say it again. Wait a minute. You broke up, so you have them in the NFC Championship game.
Against the Eagles, yes. Just like I have my Dolphins in the Super Bowl this year against the Eagles. I'm high on your Lions. I love Dan Campbell. I'm a believer in Jared Goff, and I think that team is ready to make a run at the playoffs.
Okay, so but you have the Eagles. Who do you have in the NFC? I couldn't hear the first part. Who do you have?
I have the Lions against the Eagles at the NFC Championship.
Oh, okay, so you do have the Lions. Okay, Rick, we're going to make right here on Fox Sports Radio a chicken wing bet, Wingstop, a 10-piece, all flat Parmesan garlic. I'm off the fries, but a Diet Coke. Are you down with that? I say the Lions don't make the NFC Championship game. Okay. I needed that. I needed
Diet Coke!
He didn't want no part of that bet.
No, he didn't. Yeah. That's why he hung up. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk with Ephraim Salaam. He'll chime in on the Lions as well and some other NFL stuff, whatnot. But first, let's get you caught up.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Fox Sports Radio on a Trash Talking Tuesday. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And our next guest has his own theme music. You know him, Ephraim Salaam. He played 19, 20, 25 years in the NFL. Well, maybe not that long. Former NFL offensive lineman, Fox Sports Radio weekend host. Ephraim Salaam, say hello to Alan Lee filling in for Chris Broussard.
What's up, Alan?
What's up, man? What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there, man. How about yourself? Trying to stay cool.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, it's hot, man. It's hot out there.
By the pool? What are you doing laying out there in Beverly Hills by the pool?
I stepped in. I was out there. The phone rang, so I stepped in.
Okay, very nice. I know you're living that big life. I love it.
Well, I mean, we all had choices, man. We all had choices.
Yes, we do. All right, let me ask you this. Choices. People are putting the money down on the Lions, not just thinking they're going to win the NFC North for the first time, Ephraim, ever since it was renamed from the Central, right? But they have the Lions winning the NFC. People are betting a lot of money that the Lions are going to come out of the NFC. Where are you on the Lions, Is this a real movement, a mirage, hope, reality? Where are you on the Lions and what's happening?
I'm stuck somewhere in between reality and hope. All right.
Like, you played there. You know the deal.
Oh, goodness gracious. And I'll tell you this. The reason I say reality, in between reality and hope, is you're right. I did play there, and it was not good. The culture just wasn't – it didn't matter who was coaching, who was on the team. The culture itself just wasn't conducive to winning. Now, the thing I do like about Dan Campbell is he has changed that culture. Now that culture – those guys really believe that they can win. And we saw them playing with the offensive firepower that they had. Defensively, they struggled a little bit, but they were able to bounce back from time to time. Now moving forward, can they take that next step? And the division is wide open. It's wide open right now. It's no better time. You don't have a perennial first ballot Hall of Famer in the division that you have to compete with. So if this is the time that you're going to make the move, it's right now, and that's where the hope comes in.
Okay, let me just follow up real quick. The difference between where no one's expecting anything from you, you know, you start the season 1-6 and you're just playing, you know, like there's no pressure. You just go out and play compared to people now expecting you to win. How different is that as a player?
Well, it is, but that's the part of the culture that you have to be able to change, because you have to be able to lock yourself off from the outside, you know, audience. You have to. It's got to be about all of those guys in that locker room believing in one mission. No matter what happens, there's ebbs and flows in every season. Even great teams have ebbs and flows. You got to be able to rise above that, and it's difficult with a team that is not used to that type of fanfare or target in terms of being the team to beat. So they got to block it all out and go about business as usual. Dan Campbell seems like one of those type of coaches.
All right, let's talk about a team that obviously gets more headlines than they deserve sometimes, but that's the Dallas Cowboys. First time in a long while, Ezekiel Elliott won't be there. How much this season is the pressure really going to be on Dak Prescott's shoulders? He has to play better, has to cut down on the interceptions, and a big step forward now for Tony Pollard, because this is his job now in the backfield.
Yeah, you know, first of all, there's some unhappy running backs out there.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that next. Okay.
I got you. So now when you, as a quarterback, when you have some unhappiness, you know, around you, you have to be that much greater. You have to be that much better. Yeah, it's solely on his shoulders because this is a quarterback-driven league. He's the quarterback of, quote-unquote, America's team, and he's going to have to produce. There is no more reasons, no more, you know, escapes or anything like that. It's solely on his shoulders. He's paid like a top-tier quarterback, so he has to produce. It can't be the same old story that we hear about the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, you know, next year or this year, it's got to be you got to put up or you got to shut up right now.
Our guest is Ephraim Salaam, of course, the former NFL offensive lineman, Fox Sports Radio weekend host. Ephraim, let's talk about the running backs. I made a big stink about it. I really think it stinks on what these owners and these front office people have done, which is basically we'll use you on a lot of carries in your first 5 years, eat you up, and then we decide we're not going to pay you, and we'll go get somebody else. And these guys, Saquon Barkley, I'm standing behind this guy from the standpoint of the Giants are a good team when he's in the lineup, when he's running the football. Daniel Jones, you can pay him $40 million all you want. If there's no running game, Daniel Jones isn't the same quarterback. Am I crazy to think that what they're doing to the running backs is wrong?
No, you're not crazy, and they are. They're devaluing and resetting the market for running backs. I think it's a shame. I think as a former offensive lineman, you know, I love running backs. Running backs made my job easier. And this notion that we can do it without them or they don't hold the same value as a receiver or edge rusher or, you know, to me, that's absurd. And it's funny how you can devalue a position and say you don't need it until you don't have it. When you don't have it, that quarterback, the more pressures on that quarterback, more pressures on your defense, because now there is no ball control. Now there is no four-minute offense to run out the half or run out the clock at the end of the game. It's so funny how this league goes where, remember, you didn't have to pay a receiver top tier. Receivers didn't change the game enough for you to all it goes all in cycles. The fact that you have these young, in their 20s, these running backs not being paid and given long-term deals, it's a travesty. I'm like, what is happening right now?
100%. And for people, even fans, to buy into this, Ephraim, you're spot on. Like, until you don't get that first down or run out the clock, Ephraim, right, where you third and two and you need 2 yards and you can't pass the ball, you need to run the football to win games. I mean, the whole notion that you don't, and if they don't run the ball, this is just a passing league. Really? Go look at some of the best teams. They got good running backs, and they run the ball a lot, or their quarterback's running. I mean, really? How can they sit there and try to paint this picture that running backs are a dime a dozen?
Yeah, like, no, only one team has Patrick Mahomes, in my understanding. Only one team has the Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes can make up for a lot of things.
Right.
So this notion that Daniel Jones is more important to that team than Saquon Barkley, to me, it just blows my mind because, that can't be real. That can't be true, right?
Nope.
We know who Daniel Jones is without Saquon Barkley. And trust me, that's not it. That's not what you want.
Last one?
Yeah, Ephraim, I want to ask you, put your player hat on back for a second here. Can you imagine, because the NFL likes to advertise itself and boast that it's this global game and it's taken over and everybody in the world knows about it. Major League Baseball is trying to do it a little bit to some extent. Can you ever imagine being a player, and do you think it'll happen one day? I mean, an NFL player, do you think it'll ever happen one day where there'll be a football team located like in London or overseas in some European countries? It just seems logistically that would be a very tough thing to do.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. And as a player, I wouldn't want that. But it's too much money over there, man.
Right.
We know what the NFL is going to do. They're going to go get the money. All right? They will not leave it on the table. I can promise you that. And so there's a market over there, and that market is steadily growing.
Yes.
And fans are excited about it. They get into it. They have these huge soccer-style stadiums that fit 100,000 people. All they're just seeing is dollar signs, dollar signs, dollar signs. And it will happen. It's going to happen sooner than later. I'll bet on that.
Right.
They tried it with the world football. They tried to put football over there, but people won't watch that. They want NFL football.
Right. They want NFL football.
And that's why
they don't want the off-brand. Off-brand won't work over there.
No, it doesn't work here.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
It doesn't even work here. Put football on. People will watch it. Ephraim, no, they won't.
Right.
They won't watch it.
And I think you're going to have to at least put two franchises over there.
Oh, you can't do one.
You're going to have to make it a long trip rather than just going there for a few days.
No doubt. All right, Ephraim, we appreciate you. Ephraim Salaam. Check him out
appreciate
on Fox Sports
you.
Radio on the weekends here. No doubt about it. All right, folks around college football community, they aren't happy with Deion Sanders. We'll get into that next. It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
For maybe a Sanders souffle?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Are you kidding, a little Billy Idol?
Oh, we're getting a little.
Eyes yeah. Without a Face?
Yeah.
How do I know the name of that song? I
don't
know.
Well done.
But you know, Eyes Without a Face.
If I was a serial killer out here in L.A., that'd be my theme song.
Man.
Just rolling down the street, the highway, freeway about 3 in the morning. Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, it's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Here's the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Deion Sanders has ruffled some feathers, you know, now that he's the big-time college coach. And Brett Venables, the head coach at Oklahoma, ain't too pleased about what Deion is doing at Colorado, right? And so here we go. Let's hear from Brett.
I gave guys 12 months of grace, and I was unlike Deion. I gave guys 12 months of grace to figure it out. Here's the three. You know, go to class, live right off the field, and when you show up over here, man, you show up with respect and appreciation for your opportunity. And if you go 0 for 3 for 12 months, you need a fresh start. So we help 21 guys, you know, give or take, you know, find a, you know, a fresh start.
Dude, hello, is this on? College football has changed. The portal. They can walk out at any time, Allen.
Yes, and
right? So yes, Deion is saying, dude, you know, I'm coming in. Obviously, they hired me. Guess why? Because you guys couldn't win. The team was bad.
Right.
I didn't get hired because you just won 3 national championships. And I'm just saying, kids have more control.
Yeah.
Now, if this was the old days, Allen, then I would feel worse for the kids. Wouldn't you?
I would say, though, you know, I would at least keep some kids around, because I feel like it's too drastic of a change to totally clean house. If I have a kid that's on this team, and the whole reason you initially chose this, you chose Colorado, you wanted to be a part of that program, that culture, and now the culture's changed a little bit, you brought in a new guy. But if I'm somebody who's sitting around, and this is like any job in America, and if somebody comes in and you sit around, you've been doing everything the right way, you've been doing everything you were told, you're a good guy, you're a good worker, you're a good person, and next thing you know, you're told to get out, I'm sitting around the room going, well, what did I do wrong?
Alan, you worked in TV for a million years.
A new news director comes in, and their guy
who worked in the city they were in before is their guy, and there's the sports guy or the main anchor, and they're going to bring him to town. I mean, let's just be honest.
But you didn't get rid of everybody.
No, I know, but I'm just saying when you're in charge, that's usually what happens. Here's the thing that people don't understand. And this is something that you have to come to grips with. If I keep guys who were from the other guy and we have success with them, I don't get the credit. I only get the credit for the guys I bring in.
Right. I understand that.
And there's a part of that when people are running stuff.
But if Rob Parker is a good player and I make Rob Parker a whole lot better, I get the credit.
Yeah, but that program was horrific. I understand you saying wiping everybody out, but I do kind of understand it. All right, you know what else it's time for? Shekel City. Let's do it.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go, Shekel City. You know what? Yesterday, the Yankees took it on the chin, Angels, right, with the comeback. Let's go with the Yankees tonight. I'm going to go with Gerrit Cole. I think he's pitching tonight for them, I think. Is that right, Brian? I think so. I'm going to take the Yankees minus 1.5 runs on the road against the Angels tonight. That's my best bet. I'm also going to take the Red Sox. They're in Oakland to take on the Oakland A's. Over-under is 9 runs. I'm going to go with the over in that game. They'll feast on some Oakland A's pitching or lack of it. And then how about this one? The Astros are playing the Rockies in Denver.
Ooh.
The run total for both teams, 12 runs. I'm going with the over in that place. It's summertime, right? The ball is carrying. I'm going to go with the over 12 runs. So I have the Yankees minus 1.5. I got the Red Sox and A's over 9 runs. And I'm going to go over for the Astros and Rockies.
Here's my side bet. Will the Shohei go deep on Gerrit Cole tonight?
Is it Gerrit Cole? I think it is, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so too.
And even doesn't matter. Yeah. Is Shohei going deep again tonight?
He's been deep the last couple nights.
Yeah.
Maybe not tonight. But remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. Yeah, I just, when I hear coaches ripping on other coaches, everybody has a different style. Deion's doing something different. I get it. And it doesn't feel good, Alan. You know, kids are there.
It doesn't feel good.
But kids have been run out of programs.
Right.
All kinds of stuff has been done, you know, to them. But at least there's an option for them. Like, that's the difference. And they can leave. You know this. When you go to a program like this, you're recruited by the coach.
Right.
That's your guy.
Yeah.
And usually things change. I was going to be the starting quarterback. We got a new coach. No, you're not.
Yeah. And I think the only thing that's really fair, though, is if you do it in a timely manner that at least allows a kid to transfer someplace else. You know, give a kid an opportunity to go to another program.
No doubt. All right. Coming up, hour number two, Charles Barkley. Oh, my goodness. Did you hear
what
he said? We're going to get on, talk about what Charles Barkley said.
Terrible.
You know what? Charles Barkley is Charles Barkley. So we'll talk about that. Is that what makes him great or not? That plus baseball justice is coming up in the second hour as well.
Five,
stick and
four,
stay.
Three. For some of the best baseball talk in the U.S. of A.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.